Straight lines are easy. They're predictable, direct. You see the finish. But true greatness? It's forged in the turns. In those curved, chaotic moments where vision blurs, momentum tilts, and balance becomes a negotiation with gravity. For Usain Bolt, the curve was never just part of the track. It was his battleground. Because long before the world called him a god of speed, he was a sprinter who couldn't handle the bend. And if he didn't conquer it, there would be no world records, no Olympic triple triples, no legacy. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Turn That Changed Everything, Mastering the Curve. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. The 200-meter sprint is deceptive. It starts in silence, in the curve, where champions are made or broken, not by how fast they are, but by how efficiently they navigate the turn. And for years, the curve was Bolt's enemy. His long legs made him powerful, but on the bend, they made him unstable. He struggled to stay low, struggled to maintain balance. He'd lean too far, lose form, burn too early. Coach Mill saw it. He called it lost speed. All the power in the world, leaking through the curve like air from a balloon. So they studied it, obsessed over it. Bolt's team recorded every bend of every race, measured stride angles, mapped foot contact, watched how his hips shifted. They dissected his movement like scientists rebuilding a spacecraft. Because they weren't just fixing a sprinter, they were forging a weapon. For months, Bolt ran curves without straightaways, practiced cornering like it was a martial art. He'd start high on the bend and drive through the apex, recalibrating stride frequency while maintaining rhythm. It was painful, frustrating, often invisible to outsiders. But this was where the future golds were born. Coach Mills drilled one mantra into his brain: own the curve and you own the race. So Bolt began to own it. He changed how he breathed, how he dropped his hips, how he engaged his core on the tilt. And over time, the bend became his advantage. Then came Berlin 2009, the World Championships. Bolt lined up for the 200-meter final, already a legend after destroying the 100-meter record days earlier. But this was his curve. The world didn't know it, but he did. Set, bang, Bolt exploded from the blocks. He didn't just handle the curve, he shredded it. It was clean, controlled, deadly. By the time he hit the straightaway, he was already alone. The stadium was thunder. The finish time? 19.19 seconds. Another world record. But this one wasn't just speed. This one was strategy. This one was the turn that changed everything. Because when people talk about Bolt's dominance, they talk about the last 50 meters. The celebration. The thumping chest. The outstretched arms. But the real race? It was won in the bend. The part nobody cheers for. The part most runners fear. The part where you have to trust your body to hold together, even when every force is trying to pull you apart. And that's the metaphor, isn't it? Life is the curve. It's the unbalanced, unsteady terrain. The uncertainty. The part where vision narrows and doubt creeps in. The part that feels hardest to navigate. But if you master that, the straightaway becomes inevitable. Usain Bolt didn't just become great because of how he finished. He became great because of how he learned to start, learned to bend, learned to lean into discomfort with power and purpose. He stopped resisting the curve and started commanding it. And in that shift, a new era of sprinting was born,